Beloved congregation, there are no words to explain the depth of Satan. And no words to explain the depths of sin, but also to explain the depths of our heart. And then we know in our life, by the uncovering light of the Holy Spirit, receive and let the light over it, then he would say, was I never born? Have I never seen daylight? Because there is no end to it, no. And you read in Job 26 verse 5 that there is no covering for our sin and for our heart. What is dwelling in it. It would be hopeless if there never came open anything else. But now Paul, he said in Romans 11, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his way past finding out. We are in your midst this evening, congregation, again to talk about the depths of sin, but also of the depths of the riches which are in a triune God. My text for this evening, that will be in Matthew 27. I read to you verse 3 and 4 and 5. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and parted and went and hanged himself. Yeah. The depths of sin and the depths of the riches of God's grace. Again, congregation, we hear the last weeks about the suffering of Christ. And that remains new. that never become old. No. Never. But the more that the Lord gives us the privilege to know something by revelation, otherwise we don't know. No. That is hid for the wise and for the prudent. And the natural men do not understand the spiritual things of the Lord. We know nothing about it. And if it please the Lord to reveal something to us in our life, then we shall come to the acknowledgement not that we know so much about it, but that we would say, what shall it be a wonder if I receive a little, a thousand part of what Christ had suffered for his people. Even the disciples of Christ know nothing about it. No. Peter, he said, as there be far from thee, then Christ spoke about his suffering and his death. And we need the enlightening of the Spirit in our heart and in our soul. And what I have to tell you this evening, congregation, that is that by nature that we are all a Judas. And that the trouble was with Judas, that he never in his life was in Judas. Never. Because the significance of the name Judas is a one that prays the Lord, and that men had never known the Lord. No. Yeah. Never known the Lord. Never known the Lord. No. No. He was a totally stranger. Judas was called as an apostle, but never called as a child. And that Judas, he had preached 3 years. No wonder that some people in my midst shall tremble this evening when I receive a little opening in the Word of God. Yeah. And if you never troubled with that, and ever are trembling with it, that's a sad sign, people. Sad. Then I fear that you know nothing about spiritual life. No? That Judas had preached 3 years. And we have in the Word of God not one proof that somebody ever made complaints about his preaching. No. You have never heard that somebody say he is a remonstrant. You have never heard that they say he is an antinomian. No. They have never brought in complaints about his preaching. Just he was very sound in it. Very sound. But still, he was an uncomforted man. Without the fear of the Lord in his heart. And that man, he never was in true zijn uprightness on his knees. Lord, teach me the way of truth. And from it, I will not. There is of something else. Yeah. Of something else. In Matthew 20, then the mother of the sons of Zebedee, they came to Christ with that request that one of their sons would sit at the right and the other at the left hand of Christ. Then he would come in his kingdom. And then you read in Matthew 20 that 10 of the disciples, including Judas, that they have indignation about that woman and those boys. They thought it was awful to ask some questions like that. And if you read that in the Bible, really, oh, then you would say, Lord, how far can it go with men? And still, because people, there are two people in the world, friend or enemy. There is no third way. No. And now that text that said, then Judas. And we have in this evening to emphasize the word then. Judas in that part that we have to consider this evening was summoned before the tribunal of his conscience. He was rejected before the tribunal of the world. And he was sentenced before the tribunal of the Most High God. The last time that goes not so good with that Judas. No. The more that Christ spoke about his suffering and his death, the more that man was troubled. Troubled? Yes. Because he had always hope. And they were also amongst these disciples of the people. They have hope that Christ would deliver them from Caesar. And from under the jurisdiction of the Roman state. And then to live in Jerusalem as a king, and then to have a big income and great honor, and then they thought, and we have a future. But now Christ, he talk about his death, his cross, and then the enmity that came on the foreground. Congregation, there is many people that talk about Christ, you know that. Oh, yeah. And there is many people that talk about grace. But there is nothing so hid for men as Christ and the way of free and sovereign grace. We are all enemies of it. We will but be saved, but by the works of the law. That Jewish people that thought more about Moses than that they thought, than that they believe about Christ. That was with those over priests and with those Pharisees. That was even with the disciples. We know nothing about the way of free and sovereign grace than only when the Lord revealed it to our souls from on high. Yeah. And congregation, we have to know the times and we have to know the places. We meet in our life a regeneration. We need in our life a godly sorrow after sin. And we need also a divine joy in God through Christ. Both. If we never hunger and thirst after the righteousness of Christ, then we grounded ourselves in our own righteousness. And then our good works, that is the ground for eternity. Let us say it now so easy, so simple as I can this evening. We must become a sinner before the Lord. Uncondemned sinner, a rejected sinner, a sinner who have no right and only to be cast in hell. That is it, in few words, what I have to say to you. And now, by nature, all that is in man, that is now against it. We are fighting against it. Judas had thought with Christ to live in Jerusalem. And then to be in king. Yeah, that was Judas. Eh? But, no. A little be careful, people. Because in John 6, then the Lord had done a great miracle with 2 loaves of bread and with some fishes. Christ had blessed it, and they were eating about 5,000 people. And the women and the children were not numbered in that, no? And what happens then? Then they talk to one another about to make Christ king. Because if they thought if he become a king, then he has never to work. Then we have the easiest life that there is in the world. I have not to be to the factory, I have not to go to the farm. I can follow Christ, and we have to eat and to drink because he takes care for everything. That is a wonderful thing. Right? Yeah. And then the Christ, he had to push away his disciples from that place. His disciples, because they would not sit in the committee to make Christ king. Really? The doors were also open for Peter as well as John and James and those other ones. But Christ, he said, go away from that place. That is no man. You believe? Years ago that we say to say. But now we say to live. If we die the enlightening of the Spirit, come to a little knowledge, then we shall so be ashamed about ourselves. Ashamed about ourselves. But we are by nature. Even the mother of Christ, she was also not cured about it. No. The study started, but that was revealed on that marriage there in Cana in Galilee, in Cana of Galilee. Then she would not become a mediator. She go to the people there and she said, listen to what he said, and you must obey them. Yeah. And then later on Christ, he was preaching in a house, and then she came there with the boys and the girls, and then she asked the owner of that house, she stepped not in, no, but she asked the owner of that house to let Christ know that she was there. And I meant it. Yeah, he did it. But then Christ, he said, who is my mother? And who is my brother and my sister? Those that are doing the will, my father, who is in heaven. So little we know, people. In paradise we lost the true knowledge of God. It is so dark here. Oh, it is so dark. That was the reason that David, he asked the Lord for light from above. Open my eyes, that I behold the wonders of the Lord. And then, yeah, they were in Bethany. And then they were present when that Mary came with an alabaster box of salve, of ointment, to balm that body of Christ, because she was let in the sanctuary of the suffering of Christ. Not those other disciples, no. And then Judas, he saw that waste of that money. Yeah, he thought so. Later on, you know, he was a thief. He was stealing. And then even the other disciples, they came under impression of what Judas said. Yeah. But the foundation, that was all enmity against Christ. And from that time on, that Judas that start to live out himself. You read that the devil came in his heart. He was not there, but he was working there as he never had done. Yeah. And now he go to the old priest and to the Pharisees, to that Sanhedrin, and he asked what they would give him. Then he would deliver Christ into their hands. Because Christ, he must die. Christ must go from the world. And then they give him 30 pieces of silver. Yeah. And it is a tactic of the devil also first in the life of mankind to minimize sin and afterwards to minimize the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That Judas was so blinded by the devil and by his own deceitful heart, he thought that he well could live his whole life on the 30 pieces of silver. That he could do with those pieces of silver the greatest wonders. That was what he was thinking. But he never had rest with those pieces of silver. They were branded in his hand. Oh, awful, awful. And now the last 2 days he had hoped that Christ had done a miracle. He had seen when he came with a band of soldiers to caught Christ and to bind Christ, then he had seen that all that people fall backwards, all of them, and that with the breath of his mouth that he could cast them all in hell immediately, because he wasn't the true God. And he had hoped that when Christ came over Caiaphas, that he did also a miracle. And that he walked away, and that he never would come on the cross, that he showed his majesty and his glory. But he said in John 18, shall I not drink the cup this the Father had placed upon my hands? And now, he saw that he was condemned. You read here nothing about Pontius Pilate, no. About Herod, nothing at all. But only that the Sanhedrin had said he is worthy to die. And now his conscience goes open. Yeah. Now there was revealed in his conscience what he had done. Betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. Oh, have I never done it? The weight of that sin congregation, that was as a load and burden upon his conscience. And it said here in this text, when he saw that he was condemning Christ, repented himself. Yeah. You read about Esau in the Bible, that he was seeking for a place of repentance with tears, but he did not find. And now hear about that Judas. He repented himself. Yeah. And there is something to learn this evening. Because Judas, he did not say, it was in God's counsel from eternity that I must betray the Lord Jesus Christ. There's many people, maybe you too, that say sometimes, if I was chosen, then I would be converted. And if I am not chosen, I am not under the seal of election, then there is never hope for me. Even that I sit 100 years in the church, and from the sight of the Lord that is right, there is an eternal degree. An eternal degree. But why did Judas not say anything about it? All if he summoned for the tribunal of our conscience, people, then the whole blame of our sin, we accept that for ourselves. What did Judas? He declared that he was wrong and that Christ was right. He repented himself. He repented, but not about the sin that he had committed. Well, about the results, because it was as a fire that burned in his heart what he had done. Betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ, and that with a kiss. That with a kiss. Oh, congregation, that lovely Peter, he said once, Lord, depart from me. I am a sinful man. He was very jealous at the time. He was very jealous. Yes, we can well jealous to the work of God, but not about the work of the devil. No. The devil is a murderer from the beginning, a deceiver, a destroyer. And he had nothing in his mind than to cast us in hell and to destroy us forever and forever. Judas repent. Oh, congregation, if now the Lord start with the many, if the Lord start with them, then he comes in his inner chamber. Oh, yeah, what shall I say? I say that years ago in the church here and in that other church, so many times. Maybe the older people that cannot remember a little. I say sometime in a sermon, then that man that is so glad that he had that evening not to go out with his wife, but that he could stay home, right? Oh, to lay there in a corner. And that wife that is sometimes so glad that man had not to go to the party with her. That we are alone. Because if it ever become a right in your soul, people, if it ever become a right in your soul, then there is no one with whom that you shall be so familiar as with the Lord to heaven. But you cannot tell to your husband, but you cannot tell to your wife, but you can ever tell to your children, you can tell him. Right? And then he lay all the problems before. What he say? Oh boy, say it now. What he say then? Then he say, oh Lord, I am hell worthy. And thou can cast me in hell this evening. Forever. But is it possible to be comforted? Can I still be comforted? O Lord, thou art a faithful God, but so lovely too. Because if thou hast married iniquity, I think we talked last time with the Lord's Supper about that. If thou markest iniquity, who shall stand? But I forgive them. Oh, and then people, the Lord, he draw the people with cords of love. And they come so soft here. And the Lord come over closer to you. They come even a moment, a moment, that is no more distance between the Lord and your soul. And then, oh, later on, we think back about the nice time. Yeah, they talk here over nice time in the country, but that's now the nice time, people. That I condemn myself and that I justify them. That's the nice time. And that I have desire to bow before you. To bow before you. And oh, congregation, yeah. If the Lord comfort a sinner, then immediately that people that receive three privileges in their life, faith, hope, and love, even that the Lord would send them away, even that the Lord would condemn them, oh, then they say, Lord, it shall be right. It shall be right. But, oh, Lord, will you give me then a place, a little place, that I never shall curse thee, but that I shall say to all eternity that the Lord is right in all his ways. Yeah. That is now the language of Canaan. That's now the talk of that people. Yeah. And oh, people, I say this even in Judas, never became a Judas. No. In the right sentence of the Bible. A praiser of the Lord. Judas have never realized that he was Judas. Betrayed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God's children, oh, they are so afraid. Yeah. They are so afraid that people, they become Adam before the Lord. They become Judas before the Lord. They become Caiaphas before the Lord. They become Pilate before the Lord. They become Herod before the Lord. And oh, Christian, your cliff even then comes. Oh, people, if there is a time in our life come, that had for them. If that happens in our life, oh, then the Lord embraced us. And then the Lord, he kissed us. And then he said, is not Ephraim my dearbare zoon, a truthful kind, a darling? Since that I talk to him, I think serious about him. Yeah. Oh, in regeneration. I thought about that when I came to this place in this day, about two things. And what were the two things? That when the Lord restored his image in our hearts, then we love God and we love our neighbor. Yeah. The love of God that come on the foreground, in your work, on the street, in your car. How many times do you talk to him? How many times? Oh, they have no freedom to say that he prays. No, they are not. They have no freedom. No. If there was people that would say you pray day and night, oh, then they say, no, I am prayerless. I am prayerless. But to the hills. To the hills I lift my eyes. Yeah. They need them. They cannot live without them. They cannot live. They cannot die without them. No. And there come a time in our life, people, that the whole world means nothing. No. That the whole world means nothing. And oh, congregation, if that is not in your heart and your soul, then take me and said, Simon, oh, then we have to say you miss. You are missing spirit in your life. In one of our shoulders we have a line, and bow before him there. And bow before him there. Yes. And there is a time in the life that the majesty of the Lord the Most High fills soul the heart. That they lay under the Lord and under his attributes, wondering about the majesty of the Lord, and not condemned, and not cast away. And if they lay there, what then? They are satisfied, you know. Oh, I thought they were with the least impression satisfied. Oh, they appreciate it, yeah. Because they are not the worthy one thought. They are not the worthy one smile. Oh, they confess that so many times in their life already. But if they lay them out, what then? Then they say, Lord, please, that I could lay them out till I die. That I could lay till I die now. And no one more thing will. And what is the second thing, boys? Men, what is that? That they say, Lord, still deeper, still deeper. Still deep. That is nothing left of me. The worthiness of that the essence of God and the Most High God that filled the heart. And not once, no. But every time they desire to repent, every time, yeah. Every day the police come to, yeah. Right? Or not? Every day tickets, or not? Every time tickets, yeah. Yeah. There was a minister by us from the Reformed Church that had open heart surgery. And I was once more with him in the hospital. And he was so serious, not in old man, but in the prime of his life. And over a man that nog preached the catechism and orthodox, oh yeah. But yeah, not heard. I thought I'd stop him. But he was so serious, and yeah, I say was some words to him, but oh, then I go away, went off, yeah, later on. Oh, I thought, it's not too bad, eh? I must well ask that man whether that he allowed me to ask a few words, eh? But oh, I'm so small. And afraid, yes, yeah, how small possible. Yes, I go at that hospital, yeah. We have a cushion in our work. Oh, yeah, because we have several people there that want that day to face it. But no, go away. I say, Lord, if I come back and I shall see him again, then I hope to say, oh, minister of Lord, what we say to him. Never. Shall we ask this, the Lord? Maybe you different, I don't know. May you different. But the police, take it. Yeah. And then, oh, and the other side people, if I have others, done such things. And then I left such a place as a big Pharisee. And as a big hypocrite. They say, now you have done what you must do. Yeah. Yeah. There's always marrow. Be you too or not? You can walk straight? Not Jacob. No, he was halting on his feet. Yeah. And Mephibosheth set him both up. He brought her to the over priest, not to the Lord. Not to the Lord. He did not say, oh Lord, oh, I have shown grief and sorrow in my heart that I have pierced thee, that I have spit in your face, Lord, that I have buffeted you with my hands. No. No. That is a gift from the Lord. And it is the Lord himself that have to grant that unto us. We hope to say someday, if the Lord has spared us, know a little more about it, what the time called us now. Oh, young and old, great and small. You know what is where I started, boys, this evening? The depth of our heart. The depth of sin. The depths of the devil. But then the depths of the riches, of God's grace. The long suffering of the Lord, which is so long, so long. That we have still a place and a name at God's footstool. That he is no running behind us this evening too. That he had no desire in the death of sin. But well in the repentance and in the conversion. Oh, Clifton, where you come from, for sake of what of of hell and heaven. Oh, you cannot be comforted. Uncomforted people that cannot still be comforted. Yeah. There is no hope. There is no hope. The door is not closed, boy. No. Maybe they say, oh, young boy, you can no more be comforted. Your sin is so high as the heaven. Maybe there's people that they say, you have done the sin against the Holy Ghost. There is no more forgiveness. Oh, people, that you may hear what I tell you this evening. And oh, what would I be glad, people. If it was for one that I came to the east. We cannot travel me so much, no. No. And cannot be the last time that we are here. But young and old, great and small, I am glad that I now can say that you cannot be comforted. And that now is a way to escape the wrath of God through Christ Jesus. Last Wednesday I baptized a woman, 95 years old, in that little congregation of South Holland. 95. I was with two of my elders there, and we were astonished to hear about the opening that the Lord had given that mother. She said to me, those elders, I was 50 years in bands, and in distress, 50 years. But now the Lord had given opening. The Lord had opened the way. And I hope in my old age now to bow for the command of the Lord. And I have baptized her. Oh, it's so much impression in that church. Yeah. There were many tears. Yeah. And tears are not enough. Or it has to be Christ. You know. But it goes not without tears. No. And when she left that church, I say, how is it now? She said, I have the approval of the Lord in my heart. Yeah. And then we go back in the night. Oh, we say to one another in the car, the Lord is not still alive. And maybe some people will say, what you have to tell that us this evening? Oh, why not? Is it not worthy to say it? Maybe you have no little curse out of it. Hey. But isn't this curse and time hey. In the families, in the church, oh, congregation. Those that sow with tears, that shall reap with you. The Lord is still alive for a sinner. Oh, he is so lovely. He is so friendly. If we lay there before him, confessing our sins out of the depths of our heart and crying for that blood that washes and cleanses from all our sin. We shall now close for this evening. The Lord sanctify the few words to the conversion of sinners, to the uncovering of what is wrong, and to the establishing of the works of his own heart, his own work, in the hearts of his children. Amen. Lord, bless the few words. Oh, that we acknowledge thee, that thy hand has strengthened us now a little in all the weakness of our body to bring thy word in this evening. Be with the congregation, with elders and deacons, fathers and mothers and children. Remember each and every one. Be with us in the day of tomorrow. Give us courage and strength and liberty also to perform those labors. And that it was under the approval of the Most High God. Remember us, visit us, and strengthen us and prepare us to meet thee in righteousness and in peace. For Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 149, the third stanza, the living God in righteousness will recompense with shame the men who harden by success forget to fear his name. Number 149, the third stanza. Of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit with you all. Amen.